portion of God's Word on which we meditate this morning is taken from Paul's letter to the Galatians, the 5th chapter. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. This is God's Word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, these are your words. Make us holy through the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Be seated. This morning we're continuing our look at the fruit of the Spirit as Paul outlines it in Galatians 5. Now, I don't know if Chaplain Molstead really knows me all that well, or perhaps he had some sort of divine revelation as to why this particular fruit should be assigned to me. But I'm not necessarily a patient person. I'm preaching this sermon to myself, first and foremost. What I mean is this. I'm PC. That's patience challenged. Take me to Walmart and show me the long checkout lines if you really want to hear me grumble. Take me to the airport and show me those security lines I have to go through if you want to hear me gripe. Patience is definitely not necessarily one of my virtues. So it's a good thing that patience is a fruit of the Spirit. God, you see, is the source of patience. And most importantly, he demonstrates his patience toward us. And that God is patient toward us, especially toward his people, is evident even from Old Testament times. In Exodus 34, God says about himself that he is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. It's that slow to anger part that's of huge benefit. Consider how God was patient, how he was slow to anger, especially with his Old Testament people. How many times did God bring his people back to himself after they had chased after false gods? God even gave a great object lesson about his patience when he told one of his prophets, Hosea, to marry an adulterous woman who then ran off. And God told Hosea to go and bring her back to himself, demonstrating how God treats his precious people by being patient with them. Indeed, the history of God's Old Testament people is filled with the tragic news of them repeatedly abandoning their loving God. But by God's grace, that history is also filled with the good news of God chasing after his wayward sons and daughters and bringing them back to himself. So many times, God could have left his people to be by themselves, to pursue their own pleasure and die. So many times, God showed patience instead. And doesn't that describe our own experience with God as part of his people? How many times have you turned your back on your loving Father? How many times have you gone ahead and done what makes you happy? Every time that we willfully sin, we're shoving God's law in his face and saying, I can make my own decisions. Your rules, your laws, God, are way too restrictive. I'm going to do what I want to do. And every time that we do that, every time we sin, God would be well within his rights to say, okay, fine, have it your way. But my rules still trump your rules. Take that, you ungrateful creature, as he lets loose a lightning bolt in our not-so-general direction. None of us would be here if God reacted toward us that way when we sinned. Remember that he is slow to anger, that he is patient toward us. Instead of punishing us for our sin, he punished his one and only Son instead. When Jesus hung on the cross, God poured out his wrath and anger for every sin that we have ever committed and every sin that we will ever commit. He poured out his wrath and anger on for all of the sins of all people of all time. God forgave the sins of the entire world through Jesus. And he gives you that forgiveness through faith, through the hand that reaches up toward God, pleading for mercy. And when God comes to you in his word, he takes your hand and lifts you off your knees and assures you, I am patient. I forgive you. God is the source of patience. And because he is the source of patience, he also empowers us to show that patience toward others. Now, previous preachers have already spoken about how what Paul speaks of here in the text is definitely fruit. It's something that is produced in us by God the Spirit. And that's pretty evident when it comes to patience, isn't it? On our own, apart from the Spirit, what would be our reaction when a friend wrongs us? Let's say when a friend lies about us or gossips about us. Our gut reaction is to want to strike back, to want to retaliate eye for eye and tooth for tooth. We want to strike back along the lines of a lie for a lie, an untruth for an untruth. Or how about when someone that we don't even know or know that well does something to make us mad? Aren't there times when you want to just slam on the brakes and send that guy who's been tailgating you for miles right into your trunk? Or how about the guy that cuts in front of you in line, a long line you've been standing in? Don't you just want to curse him? It's a good thing that patience is a fruit of the Spirit. Since it's a fruit, God is going to continue producing it in us. And that fruit begins when God forgives us, even for all the times that we want to strike back at someone. It begins when God forgives us of our sins through Christ. And that fruit grows in us as it's nourished by his word, whether we're listening to it in chapel or reading it before we go to bed. And then that fruit of patience shows itself when we're wronged by someone and we react in love instead of in hate. It's not a matter of finding ourselves being kicked around by someone and then trying to figure out, well, what would Jesus do? The question for us as Christians that we need to ask when contemplating our reaction to being wronged is, what has Jesus done? You see, there's our power. There's our power for showing the fruit of patience in any situation. We're not to think of Jesus merely as a good example, as someone who did not strike back when he was spit upon and beaten and nailed to the tree of a cross. And we're not even to think of all that Jesus did for us, his perfect life, his atoning death, and then somehow be guilted into being patient with someone, as if Jesus were watching over us like a big brother. Everything that Jesus did for us to win our salvation frees us from being impatient. Apart from what Jesus did for us, we can only show cruelty and hate and anger toward others because we are slaves to sin. But Jesus has freed us from that slavery. When we're presented with the opportunity to strike back at someone, we rely on the fact that we don't have to be impatient, that we can be patient and slow to anger, no matter how badly we're hurt. But that's tough to do, isn't it? It's tough to be patient and to show that patience toward others. We live in a world that is filled with instant gratification. Our computers, our microwaves, fast food, music players in our hands, our cars, planes that fly us around the world. Societally, perhaps even culturally, we are trained to be impatient. So let's take a collective breath and slow down for a moment. God has placed his Spirit in you. And that very Spirit produces incredible fruit in you. Today, rejoice in the fruit of patience. Patience shown toward you by God. Patience shown by you toward others. Amen. Please rise. We join this morning in praying the prayer our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.